Okay, welcome. We're discussing tonight a timely topic, one that was requested. Ad lo yada, does Hashem really want us to get smashed on Purim? Smashed, wasted, trashed, all the different languages for drunk. So let's begin with the Gemara. The Gemara Megillah, Daf Zayin Amid Beis, in source number 1. So the Gemara tells us, Amar Rava, Mechayiv Inish Lebesume Bepuraya, or Bepuria. Person is obligated to become Besume. We'll discuss exactly the translation of this word. It's a unique word. Perhaps it means to be joyous, to party, to get drunk. Jocularity. Something along those word lines. Ad lo yada, until you do not know, until a person does not know, bein aror haman leborach Mordechai. The difference between aror haman, cursed be Haman, and blessed be Mordechai. Okay, that's right away the Gemara jumps into a story. Rabba v'Rebbe Zeira, ibdu se'udas purim b'hadi hadadi. So both of them, there was a thing that they got together on Purim, and they would make a party. Ibsum, one year, they got drunk. Come, Rabba, shechtil Rebbe Zeira. Rabba, get up and shechtil Rebbe Zeira. We'll have to see what this means in a second. But the simple understanding would mean he literally took a knife and slaughtered him. So l'machar, the next day, I guess Rabba sort of sobered up and he sees his friend, Rebbe Zeira, his chavrusa, lying there dead on the ground. And he says, oh my gosh, what happened? He prayed to heaven and he brought him back to life. So, Lashana, the next year, Amarlei. So what's the next year come around? So Rabba comes to Rebbe Zeira, he says, hey, wasn't that a great Purim, best Purim ever? Come back this year. What's the story? Isn't it? Our families always get together Purim, right? Nisi Mar v'Na'avit Sudas Purim b'Hadi Adali. Let's do it again. So Amar Leir Rebbe Zeira says, thanks but no thanks. Lo b'chol shaita v'shaita mischarish nisa. I can't rely on a miracle every single year. Rabba, you party too hard. No thank you. So first of all, we have to understand, generally the Gemara is not a storybook. It's not telling us, I mean, sometimes you think it is, but there's reason for when the Gemara cites stories, there has to be a reason. So are we to interpret this story as perhaps a warning, right? The Rava says everyone's got to get really shikr, actually doesn't use that word, which we'll come back to, but everyone's got to get besume, beporaya, everyone's got to get drunk on Purim, and then the Gemara right away tells us a story that seems to be a warning sign, perhaps. You could read it that way. Or maybe the two things are disconnected completely. Or maybe some alternative. So that's number one we have to think about. But before we get there, what is this term, shachte, right? Rabbi Zeira, Rabba shachte le Rabbi Zeira. So the Marsha is bothered with, you know, generally we say, nichnas yayin yotza sod. The person you could tell how a person is acting, or you know, you could tell a person when they're what they drink. So, is it really true that Rabba, when he got too much alcohol, he became an angry, violent drunk? Is that really, do we understand this? The great, you know, Tzaddik, the great righteous Rabba? Now, so the Marsha says, it's a davar tamua, lefarish kipashte. It's completely unimaginable to interpret this Gemara literally. So the Marsha says, Nira, Dizbratzalomar ke'ein shachte. It means that it was as if he shachted him. Why? Because what did he do? He said, Rabba, why don't I take another l'chaim? Just another l'chaim. Oh, you know, it's okay. Just one more. Right? He says, the agre chamra v'kfiya l'shtos yoser midai. He kept pushing him and saying, just drink another one more. Just one more. Ad shechola, until he got so sick, v'notalamas, he was close to dying. Right, you see, someone could literally, peer pressure, you know. Come on, take another drink. Oh, it's too much for me. No, everyone's doing it. Come on, like, you know, another drink, it's fine. Don't worry about it. It'll be good for you. and at that point, Rabbi Zeira was close to death. So that's why he wanted to say shachte, and he says lekach nati b'loshen shchita the shtias hagai nikra al shim hagaron makum shchita. It's the place where you drink is by the throat, so therefore use the language of shchita. But back to our general question: can we understand this gemara? Can we derive a halacha from the story? Can we derive a halacha from the stated halacha that Rava said chayv inish the besume b'poraya? It has a song to it, but it's pretty much one of those drinking songs, which I don't even think it originates as a Hebrew tune, but I can't prove it. But I have this inkling that it's similar to other tunes outside of our machane. But either way, so interesting. The Ran quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Ran says in the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim, what I mentioned before. He says the fact that the Gemara cites this story directly following Rava's statement that one should drink on Purim and get so drunk they can't know the difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai, and then it tells the story of the incident, the episode between Rabbi and Rabba and Rabbi Zeira. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, "Mihahu uvda." This is source number 3. "Mihahu uvda to come Rabba v'shakl Rabbi Zeira kede itza b'gemara ad chile meimra de Rava." The Gemara, the stomach of the Gemara, is rejecting, rescinding. It is saying that the halacha does not follow Rava. One should not comport themselves as Rava, as Rava said. I don't think that part came into the story, into the song, right? That's right. Right. Then it says, "Rabav Rabbi Zeira of the Sudas Purim." That doesn't happen in the song, but that's Rabbeinu Ephraim saying. You really have to sing the whole part of the Gemara, because the Gemara is really it's an incomplete story if you just read the beginning Rava's statement, because the Gemara is following up with a warning, with a not only a warning, saying the Gemara is paskening not like the statement of Rava. The Achronim and many Rishonim disagree with this. This seems to be a minority Shita. The Pri Chodesh points something very interesting out. The Pri Chodesh says that if you look at the story, what did Rabbi Zeira say? Rabbi Zeira said, right, lo shaita v'shaita, misrachish nisa. We can't rely upon a nis every single year. Why did Rabbi Zeira say, hold on, Rabbi, you know, you went too far. We don't have to get so besume. You don't have to get so drunk. Why didn't he say that? It must be that there is an obligation. And the Chasam Sofer makes a historical point, interestingly. The Chasam Sofer says, who lived first, Rava or Rabba? He says, Rabba lived first. Rabba and Rabbi Zeira predate Rava. Now we know the Gemara is a collection of different statements at different times in history. And for the history of the compilation of the Talmud, that's a whole series in and of itself. But there are people who have done amazing work on that. I think Ari Bergman is of most recent. It was like 5 different part series that I watched years ago. He has a whole dissertation on it. Fascinating stuff. But either way, the order of the Gemara, chronology of the Gemara does not necessarily depend on the order. We know that already. So the Chasam Sofer just points out historically, Rava is after Rabban Rabbi Zeira. So if Rava's statement of Chayev Inish Lebesuva Biparaya comes after the story of Rabbi Zeira and Rabba, then clearly the halacha survived. We know this is obviously a din de Rabbanon, but because the whole Purim is the Rabbanon, it obviously survives past the story historically of Rabba and Rabbi Zeira. So therefore, the tradition continued, and most Rishonim do not believe that we've completely eradicated this halacha, we've rejected, rescinded this halacha. That's how most disagree with this Ran and this Rabbeinu Ephraim. So what does the Gemara mean to communicate? So perhaps there could be a middle ground Shita, and that middle ground Shita could be found in the Yad Ephraim. The Yad Ephraim is a parish on Shulchan Aruch. He has a very interesting approach to this. He asks our question, that the story of Rabbi Zeira and Rabba, and he says maybe, this is in Simin Tofresh Sadi Hei Sif Beis, he says, Vazeu sha'amru chayv adon lebesumi peray ad lo yada, hach ad hu velo ad bichlal. He says, I skipped some of these lines, but he says it's got to be that you're supposed to reach the point of simcha of lehodos ulahalol. You're supposed to be praising Hashem, and if you get totally wasted, that you're passed out on the ground and possibly at risk for alcohol poisoning, you're not going to be praising Hashem or besimcha at all. So he says it must be that this whole story in the Gemara was telling me to read the Gemara ad the lo yada ben bar or Haman and Baruch Mordechai. What's ad? Ad is until. We could read ad in two ways. Halachically, we could read ad in two ways. You could read ad as ad v'ad bechlal, up until that point and including there. Or you could read the word ad v'lo ad bechlal, up until that point, but not including that. So that's what he says. This story, Ratzalom, shegadar chiyav hashtia, shegadar chiyav hashtia bezeh lebesume ad gvud lo yada. When Rav said chayav inish lebesume b'poray ad lo yada, he meant up until that point, but not including that point. Shemin hagvul halazev halah. If you go past that line, bitul kavanas chiyav shechayav chachamim lebesume, you have now nullified. You have gone against the actual intent of the rabbis, that the reason for them requiring you to drink on Purim, the whole purpose is lost on you, because the purpose was kedei l'shiyitin halal v'hoda, to give religious meaning to this, to talk to Hashem, to praise Hashem for the miracle that Hashem saved us. Shekevin shiyizbal daito kokach dol yada bin arer haman v'chul. If you are so inebriated that you don't even know the difference, how are you going to be pshita she'im bo das v'tvuno l'shevach u'lefa'er al tokav hanis? There's no way that anyone's going to be able to be aware enough to be able to praise Hashem for the miracle. So the Yad Ephraim is saying, yes, chayv initially besum b'poraya. The story, perhaps, is giving us highlighting for us that ad in this Gemara doesn't mean ad v'ad b'chlal, it means ad v'lo ad b'chlal, that it's only up until that point and not including it. Yes.
Right. You should have just told him that.
Right. Yes. There's a whole long piece. I didn't bring it for you here. If you want to know more about this, the Lubavitcher Rebbe in one of the Sfarim has a sicha about this whole story, and he reads it differently. Do you have something here? Do you need this room?
Yes, I'm in middle shear, so I'd rather not remove the room of the shear.
They took our, I mean,
so Laser's point, I think, is well taken about the pre-chadash, but there's a whole long piece of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He interprets his Gemara very differently, that Rabba was this great individual that's from the language of Rabba, and Rabbi Zera was of a small level, and Rabba was able to achieve higher heights of spirituality, and Rabbi Zera, you know, wasn't able to get to that madriga. So there's a lot there, but I hear the point. I don't know exactly how we could. The Pre-Chadash's question is pretty strong, but at the same time, what's this story supposed to be communicating to us? It's just a warning, general warning, perhaps. So there's another view. The other view that's important to bring into the sugya is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, V'chanukah, Perek Beis, Halacha Tesvav. So he writes, Ketzad Chovas Seuda Zo. What's the obligation to eat the Seuda? Important to recognize that the Rambam includes the Chiyuv of drinking on Purim as part of the Seuda. It's not an independent mitzvah. Sheyochol Basar V'yitakin Seuda No. You should have meat, a nice meal. As if a person is able to run the corn to their means. Look at that language. He doesn't even quote besume. Right? Yishtaker is literally to get drunk. But then, v'yardim v'shichur. So a person should, what is it, a chapa drimel? Yeah, did a little dozy sleep.
Yeah.
So the Rambam doesn't mention adlo yada at all. But the Mefarshim assume that this is sort of the Rambam's understanding of the Gemara. It can't be that Chazal are telling us to do something which is so anathema to Judaism, to totally lose ourselves. So many explain the Rambam must be understanding Ad Lo Yada Bein Arer Haman LeBaruch Mordechai as you must be so sleepy that you're just like, and you doze off. It can't really be like literal. If you think about it, just literally a person is, you know, passed out on the floor, okay, then you could say that they're antelo yada bin arham and baruch mordechai. But like most of the time, even if a person drinks a lot more than they should be, they generally could tell you the difference between Haman and Mordechai. It's a very high threshold. So from a halachic perspective, it seems to be unrealistic. So that's perhaps, we don't know, the Rambam doesn't tell us, but perhaps it's the Rambam's trying to sort of give us a rational explanation of the Gemara in light of the fact that the shear that appears seems to be completely unwieldy. But it's not abundantly clear, and it could be, it's possible, the Rambam is not paskining like Rava because he doesn't quote it at all. So maybe the Rambam, perhaps, one could say it was like the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Maybe the Rambam said that the story of Rabbi Zera and Rabba was, the Gemara is telling us that story, pre-Chadash question notwithstanding, that why didn't Rabbi Zera say this, but either way, whatever, Rabbi Zera didn't hold this, but the Gemara is telling us this story as a reason for us as a Meiser Listor, as a story telling us that the halacha is against Rava's statement. The most, I would say, anti-drinking source that we'll be able to find, if you want to find one, this sugya is very complex, as you probably, as now many, many sugyas you've gone through in the sugya shir, you realize halacha is not a simple thing. But if you want to find the Maror Makom for the most anti-drinking source, you'll find, I believe, it's the Or HaChaim. I here have it. I just thought it was a good summary of the sugya. The Or HaShulchan Kedarko has a very nice summary of this whole thing. He quotes the Gemara, he quotes the Rambam, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch, but he quotes the Beis Yosef, who quotes the Or HaChaim. And here is this Or HaChaim, really, really strong. The Or HaChaim writes, this is in source number 6, Sif Hey. Chayiv inish lebesumei b'paraya lo sheyishtaker. It cannot be that when we say besumei, it means to get drunk. That can't be. Why? Shashichros iser gamur. Because drunkenness is forbidden. It's a complete prohibition. Ve'ein l'cha avera gedola mizo. There is no worse sin than getting drunk. Gets worse, Behari. Gets even worse. Shehu gorim ligili arayis ushvichas damim, and he doesn't say avodah zarah. I'm not sure why. Okay, let's go for the trifecta. But maybe he just means practically. It literally leads to people killing others and having promiscuous relationships and kama averos zulasan and many, many sins besides that. Ach shiyishte yosem milimudo meat. Therefore, a person should just drink a little bit more than normal. Okay, so we'll stop there for a second. That is probably, again, like I said, that's the most opposite extreme of, let's say, learning Rava and learning the Gemara Kepashtus, that a person should drink a little bit more. The Kolbo says this, other Rishonim say this, and it must be, it's even more stringent than the Rambam, because he's saying, really, Shichros is off limits. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. It makes sense. It's consistent, right? In Judaism, we're not totally against. I mean, we have Kiddush, you know, we have Havdalah, we have Kosel Bracha, we have Bris, we have, you know, Sheva Brachos. But generally, inebriation and losing oneself totally in a substance abuse way is completely anathema to Judaism. So it's not really consistent. But how do we understand it in light of the Gemara is more difficult. Okay, how do we paskin? How do we paskin? We have the Rabbeinu Ephraim. We have the Gemara. We have different svaros that were thrown around. We have the Rambam saying, go to sleep. We have this Or HaChaim who's like, you know, coming out, you know, guns, with a smoking gun, you know, Shichros is an Isser Gomor. It's
guns
a
blazing.
Guns blazing, thank you. So how do we paskin? So, again, not an easy answer. The Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim, Simin Tafreit Sadi Hei Se'ev Beis, just states the Gemara without any strings attached. Chayiv inish lebesumei b'paraya ad lo yada bein or haman leborach Mordechai. Just parenthetically, I have a friend. I don't know. I can't find any riot to this. But my friend has a theory that why does he say this language of puraya or puria? Why doesn't he just say purim? So there's other contexts in halacha where we see that the word puraya actually means a bed. And he wanted to say that maybe even Rava held a person should, that's maybe where the Rambam got it from, that person should go get drink so much to cause themselves or to be in their bed. I don't know. Either way, it's just a theory that it's an interesting theory. I have yet to really find anyone say this, but But the Shulchan Aruch seemingly just goes straight out like the Gemara, like we said, Rava, without even talking about the second part of the Gemara. And going back to that Orach HaShulchan, the Orach HaShulchan asks, I don't understand. If you, where do we get that Orach HaShulchan from? The Beis Yosef. Who wrote the Beis Yosef? Rav Yosef Karo. Rav Yosef Karo wrote the Shulchan Aruch. He says, I don't understand. You're quoting this Orach HaShulchan in the Beis Yosef, which says it's an Izr Gomer. And then when you give us your sort of your summary, or what, you know, the Psak Halacha L'Maisa in the Shulchan Aruch, you say you should get drunk. So which one is it? So he writes Kasha back in this Orach HaShulchan source number 6. The Imkain, my Adlo Yada, the Immefarish Kezo, Keezazo, Perish Nisbar, Ech Sotzim Rabbeinu Abis Yosef, Devar B'Shulchan Aruch. First of all, how does Orach HaShulchan read the Gemara Adlo Yada? Number two, if we're going to read it simply, he says, how could Rabbeinu Abis Yosef be so Sosum, just be so simply bringing the words of the Gemara in B'Shulchan Aruch, Lehedya Mash B'Shichris Gemura, to write that you Chayv Nishle B'Sume, which sounds like it means literally get drunk? Fitzorach Ian, he doesn't know what the answer is, but he says maybe one could explain. Ulai Yifarish Adlo Yada V'lo Ad Bechlal, like the Ad, like the Yad Ephraim. Ulamaisa, this is what the Orach HaShulchan just tells you. Ulamaisa, right, the Orach HaShulchan tells you what you should do practically is the Hisrachik min HaShichros. You should distance oneself from Shichros, and certainly Befrat Shtias Yain Sraf, from the hard stuff. You should definitely not do that. Because shechrusa yismale keyot soa, it adds bad things, right? Verach lishtos ma'at yosem milabudo, and rather you should do like we saw in the Orach HaShulchan. Just do a little bit more than usual. You drink one cup on Friday night, so you have two cups on Purim. You drink nothing, like Rabbi Willick says. I'm dry all year round. He has grape juice all the time. So on the Dalakosos and Purim, he'll have, you know, Rashi wine or something like that. That's like a little bit more than usual. But again, what do we do with Adlo Yada? It's hard to understand. So let's go to the Ramah. The Ramah is very interesting. The Ramah, commenting on that Shulchan Aruch, source number 11, the Ramah has some sort of compromise here. And he's trying to address the Adlo Yada requirement. At the same time, seemingly trying to balance it with what we know of Judaism in general, and how Chazal looked at Shichras. So the Rama writes, V'yesh Omrim. In other words, as a commentary, we always have to know when we're reading a Rama, what's the Rama doing? Is he giving us? Is he disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch? Is he giving us a Kula? Is he giving us a Chumra? What's he doing? So he writes just. We'll read it together, and you'll tell me what you think. V'yish omrim, de'ein sorach lehishtaker kol kach. You don't have to get so drunk. Ella sheyishta yosem milamudo. And that's the kolbo, right? You just have to do a little bit more than usual. V'yashin, and go to sleep. Mitoch sheyashin, eino yodeya bein arhaman lebarach Mordechai. So, that is, what do you think that is?
That's why you don't have to drink.
I'm just going to say, some of us don't need to drink to go take a nap.
I try to put my kids to sleep, and please stay in the bed for a little bit. Okay, fine. And then the next thing I know, my wife's, knocking. What's going on? I fell asleep.
And the kids are still up.
And the kids are up, and they ran out. And you're not doing your
job.
We've
all been there.
Yeah. So why do you need to drink? Okay, so the rabbis instituted to drink on Purim. But it can't mean Adol Yada bin Araham on the Baruch Mordechai. You're sitting passed out on the ground underneath the table, and you're at risk for alcohol poisoning. That can't be. So it must be. It means to get drunk to the point where you have to chop a little dremel. To me, this seems like a kula. It seems like a kula. He's saying some say it's not as strong as the Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan was very strong. The Orach HaShulchan was saying lemaisa. I don't know Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know how he fits that with the Gemara. I have no idea. But Lamaisa, you shouldn't drink. Lamaisa, you should just drink a little bit more than usual. The Rama is trying to a little bit, I think, create a compromise that, yeah, there's the Shulchan Aruch approach, but then there's also another approach. Yesh Omrim, that you don't have to drink as much. That seems to be the Rama's approach. And then he says, at the end, this is an important language, in general, for all of Judaism, I believe it comes from, maybe Blazer could help us out, I believe it comes from Menachos, this idea of Echar Amarbe, Vecha Amaimit, Bilvad Shichav and Libo Lashamayim.
It's in Rashi,
Rashi brings down this week's parsha and the birds.
Oh, by the birds. If a person is carbon olive yored,
even before that.
Oh, before that.
If you could bring it from a carbon bird, from a bird. I mean, from a bird. The person just finished bringing. Yes. He first starts off the kebbis and
right.
So Rashi brings down right on the spot. He says,
okay.
Echad amar.
Okay, beautiful. There we go. So I think it originates from the sugya of karbanos, but the Rama borrows it to apply it over here. That if a person has the right kavanos, a person is drinking not because they want to, you know, lose themselves, or they really have a real preference for getting drunk, and they're just using Purim as an excuse. And also think about it the other way: a person who is a little bit stiff and would not want to drink, but they're going to say, "Oh, you know, I'm going to be the Orchis Chaim. I'm not going to even drink anything." If they're doing it just for themselves, but they're not trying to get in the mode of Purim, that's also a problem. So the Rama is saying, whichever approach you take, just make sure you're doing it not for yourself. You're doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether you do a little bit or a lot, that's the main goal. So that's an important perspective. But I don't know if it really clarify for us what we say, what we do halacha l'maisa. I don't know. It's
it's a very nice compromise. That's what you really, if you think about it, you drink a little bit.
Yeah.
Fulfill out the aloya.
Yes.
You don't. I mean, it seems like, you know, the very, you know, shvil hazav.
Yeah, so it's definitely a shvil hazav.
Really,
but
really a nice.
It's a good compromise. I'm saying, I don't know how it really. Doesn't address the Gemara.
It fits with Gemara. Adil yada,
right? True.
It hits really kemat all of them.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Anyone else? What is the chaver thing?
And it's staying away from the bad effects.
I'm sorry.
It's not what people do.
No, it's really the best suggestion. It covers all. I mean, so many of the options.
So some people can have a little bit, and some people can have a little bit more.
It's one of those, you know, also it's respecting other drachim. In other words, there are some people have mesoras to do different things, but you should know, you know, that if as long as it's l'shem shemayim, it's a good approach. So it's, in that regard also, it's very appealing.
The one thing that you haven't addressed yet, maybe you will, this whole drinking is only during the Suda.
That's what we said. The Ramban
right.
clearly
right.
says that it's
correct.
On the Suda.
So
correct.
Anything that is prior
yeah.
to the Suda.
Right.
Is already
yes.
What is the heter for that?
Right.
I mean, I don't know if you want to speak about that. Like,
no, for sure.
Like
for
I don't
sure.
know, like a night to start already, and the day like before.
If you're trying to do l'shem shemayim, and you're trying to, but we'll see soon. There's a klal that the Chai Adam says, which is very important. You can't miss any other mitzvahs of the day. You have to bench. You have to daven mariv. So if you're risking those things by drinking earlier,
that's the bigger
halacha. Yeah. You're drinking earlier, you're really getting into very, you know, what's the word? Shaky ground. Because if you drink a little bit too much now, maybe you'll fall asleep and you won't be Mekayim during the Suda, which is the hardest thing for me. Personally, this is the hardest part. I always try, this is what I try to do. I try to wake up early. I try to drink, I have a bagel for breakfast, a little wine, and I try to fall asleep. And I try to do that betoch the Suda. But
is that your Suda? Or are all Sudas on that day? In other words, when, you know.
So usually at the, let's say, the Shul Purim Suda, my kids are running around. I maybe have a cup of wine. I'm not falling asleep. So the only chance I have to fall asleep is in the morning.
Right.
But it never happens. It just doesn't happen. So I don't know. Maybe someone else will be Zochet to fulfill the Rambam and the Ramah. But I find this is much harder. It's much harder, at least in my stage, to fall asleep betoch the Suda
right.
than to really get
that
hammered.
That's if you make the Suda in the evening. If you make your
yes.
Suda at lunchtime.
Correct.
You
could do that.
You do have a Suda at lunchtime.
Have enough time to fall asleep a little bit.
Well,
yeah.
They told me that they used to make the Suda in YU. They used to buy each other breakfast. It's a famous story.
I don't know. That's what I've been trying to do.
Right. That's what I thought you did. They used to buy each other breakfast in yeshiva. And go for a nap. But
right.
that was a Suda.
Right, right. There you go. So it's possible. So as Elon mentioned, there is a Mesorah for people to, at least we know, of one case that I found in the Ali Shore of one very, very important and, you know, we'll call him a Gadol B'Yisrael, who got very, very drunk on Purim. So I mean, Ravolbi lived way later than Rav Yisrael Salanter. But he says, source number 9 in the Ali Shor, he says, Rav Yisrael, this is talking about Rav Yisrael Salanter, Hayuragul Yos Bepurim Shikr Kishechrusav Shalot Mamish. On Purim, Rav Yisrael Salanter, the great Musar leader, the one who was, he promoted self-control and the primacy of Midos, on Purim, he was completely wasted. Shikr Shalot means like Lot with his daughters. He had no idea what he was doing. But look what he says.
That's a bad one.
But look what he says.
You could have picked Noah, maybe. No.
That's the level. There's different levels. We'll see soon if we get there. Yeah. There's different levels in halacha, what you're allowed to do at what stage. So hopefully we'll get there. So he says, but u'b'matzav zeh, haya omer, kol hayom, b'li harif. In this situation, Rabbi Yisrael, all day long, was saying, chidushem, b'charifus, u'ga'onos, but he was going through all of Shas and saying Chidushim. And
we should try that. Maybe we should try that. Maybe we'll have
yeah.
Epiphany.
So I've been to Purim Sudos. I've been to Purim Sudos where there are people who are drinking, but they're singing and they're giving Divrei Torah, and it's a totally different experience than seeing someone lying there, you know, throwing up in their own and you know rolling around in their own vomit. Rav Yisrael Salanter, right? So, but look what Rav Volbi writes afterwards. Just again, like we said, what's the halacha lemaisa? Yeah. So exactly, what does he say? He says, "Anachnu, us," meaning including himself. "Bnei adam ketanim," we're small people. "Ketanim b'torosenu v'avodosenu," we're small in our Torah, in our avoda. "Dai lanu gam bepurim leispasim yoser milimudo." Quoting the Ramah, us small people, and I think we're probably all not as great as Ravolbi, so us small people, it's good enough that we should, or better, he says, die, enough. It is enough for us. Again, seemingly language of Kula, but I think that he's giving us a directive here. It's better for us to take that approach. And that's definitely the safer approach.
There you go.
And we have to be very careful. We have to be very careful of the Romimus, of the loftiness. We know the Arizal, the famous Arizal. Yom Kippurim, right? Yom Kippurim is that Yom Kippur is like Purim, but Purim is a higher level. And Purim gets, nobody, you know, has kavana during the tefillos. Nobody's learning. So like Purim has so much opportunity, so much ruchnias. So the Ravolbi says it's better for us not to risk losing the romimus, the greatness, the loftiness, the exaltedness of the day, and make sure that us small people, we don't follow the Rav Yisrael Salanter Mahalach, but there are people. I've seen people like this that I don't know if they were at the level of Yisrael Zalander. I can say for sure, probably not. But they were giving Divrei Torah. They were drinking much more than the people who are squandering the day. But you have to be on that level. Just important to note that the Bach does say that one should literally read these words, Kipashtus that Adul Yada Bein Arham and Lebarach Mordechai is literal. So what are some other approaches? Let's say we're going to take this the Rambam Rama approach, Ravolbi approach. We're going to take this moderate approach. Seems to be the fan favorite over here. So how do we fulfill Adol Yada? We saw perhaps going to sleep, but we have a couple other options here. The Magen Avraham, I don't have it on the source sheet, I apologize, but the Magen Avraham says there's a Gematria. The Gematria, I didn't check this out before, I probably should have, but the Gematria of Baruch Haman and Ar Hamat, I must be drunk.
He's Yotzer already.
There you go.
Before Purim, that's good.
Baruch Mordechai Ar Hamat is apparently the same Gematria. So if you get drunk enough, which is not so drunk for me, I missed the Gematria. So if you drink a little bit and you can't place exactly the Gematria, that is on the Lo Yada. Fascinating comment of the Maharsha, a different option.
So one second, what is he trying to say? That you are...
That's
the criteria to be drunk, but not Ad Lo Yada?
That would be Ad Lo Yada if you cannot do the Gematria any longer. If you've had enough alcohol in your system, that you can't do the Gematria. That's his way to say, how can you fulfill Ad Lo Yada?
You can't do the math in your head.
Yeah, you can't do the math.
You can't do the math in the head.
That's enough.
That's what it sounds like.
So that's not smashed on the floor.
Exactly. The Marsha, in a fascinating comment in Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the Marsha quotes this Gemara in Megillah, and he says, fascinatingly, that the Chachamim, I don't really know what to do with this, but the Chachamim, Avdei Rabbanan de Mashnina Lomar, de Lo Yoda, Gam Hu, Eina Mibusam Kokach Vyoda. The rabbis had a practice to fake it, to say that they really were Ad Lo Yoda, even if they weren't. That's what he says, because otherwise, how could you understand this? How could you understand that these rabbis were getting so wasted and fulfilling the mitzvah derabbanan if that goes against everything that we believe and what we understand? And he says, this was a guzma. It was an exaggeration. Something the Piskei Tshuvos, I don't think I have it on your source sheet, but the Piskei Tshuvos is one of these modern sfarim that quotes, brings together all these different Meir Makomos. So he says the same thing. He quotes from the Menuchah Yosef that it couldn't be that the Chachamim would have misakin this halacha. And it just means that sort of people would say this. They would say, "Yeah, I'm so lo ad lo yada," but it wasn't really. That's not where they were really holding. Okay, let's try to get down to the bottom line over here, and the Bir Halacha, which Harry knows about a little bit already. The Bir Halacha quotes a very important klal of the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam writes, "This is in Bir Halacha, the same simon." Tav Resh Tzadi Hei. He quotes the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam says, well, before the Chai Adam, just in the bolded source number 14, he says that you have to be careful because you can't drink so much you're going to forget the Nes. No. He says, he asks our question, isn't Shichros a terrible thing? Isn't it going to bring to many terrible, you know, eventualities? And he says it must be because the nace happened through drinking. That's why specifically Purim we have a mitzvah as chachamim to get drunk so that we remember the nace. But he writes mikol makom kol zeh lemitzvah v'lo la'akev. It's a mitzvah to do it, but it's not required. Now you see that same language sort of from the Ramah that it's a, you know, not necessary to drink so much. But again, it would be maybe a high madriga, a high level to fulfill it, but not required. And then he continues, and he quotes a very important Chai Adam. And this is in the second paragraph bolded. Zelosh na Chai Adam. Kevan shekol ha-nes haya al yedin yayin. By the way,
where are you?
I'm in source number 14.
Second paragraph.
Bolded part.
Got it.
It's important to remember, like we mentioned, that yayin is the mitzvah. Not these other hard stuff. So we've limited the mitzvah really to the suda, right. And it's got to be yayin because the nes came through yayin. So he says you're supposed to remember that, you know, Achashverosh, the whole story, he got drunk. So the nes is more palpable and more on our minds when we're drinking. However, he says amnam hayodeya be'atzmo, if a person knows in themselves. She yizalzel oz v'mitzvah min ha-mitzvos. V'netilas yadayim u'bebrachas v'berachas ha-mazon. Let's say a person knows themselves. They know if they're going to drink to the point where they remember the nes. But what else is going to happen? They're not going to make any brachos. They're going to forget the bench. They're not going to wash the tilas yadayim. So he says, oz shalom, or oh shalom yispal mincha, omariv. He's going to miss davening. Oshianoi kalas rosh, jocularity, shalo yishtaker, he should not drink. Mutav, shalo yishtaker, he should not get drunk, v'chol masav yihu, l'shem shemayim. So the klal gadol is you have to know yourself. If you know yourself, and you're going to miss one mitzvah, and one mitzvah is, he's not, you know, he's giving us things that are, which hopefully we're doing. We're trying to fulfill Ratzon Hashem. So we're washing the Tilas Yadayim. We have to bench. We have to daven Marv. So let's just be practical here. Let's be practical. Let's, like some, I know, you know, some people, they start the Suda, they daven Mincha, the earliest Zman they could daven. They start the Suda, like Laser was suggesting, in the afternoon, let's say 1 o'clock, 1:30. So then, if they drink, they make sure they wash the Tilas Yadayim, they make the brachos, and they drink for three, four hours. I'm saying, if you have a suda for 3 or 4 hours, at that point, your birkas hamazon could be done bikavana, and you know. So that's a possibility. But most people, I would say, are probably going to miss some mitzvah out there. So therefore, better for them not to, to get drunk. So that's an important bottom line and a very practical example of how we should make a personal call, because it is a personal choice. At the end of the day, yes, we have these halachos. As I mentioned to you, it's a little bit of a gray area. There are different approaches. So how do we know what's the best way for us to comport ourselves? So use the klal of the Chai Adam. Are you going to elevate? Are you going to further your mitzvah observance, or are you not? So that's a very important and personal choice, but it's a very, I think, helpful and practical approach. Okay, bottom line, you have to be mechaven libo l'shamayim, and I don't know how long are we supposed to go for? I'll just want to comment a few more points. If we mention that you're missing any of these mitzvos, better not to drink. So what would be considered missing a mitzvah? Like, when are you allowed to bench? When are you allowed to daven marv? At what point of drinking do you have to stop, for example, davening Shemona Esrei? So there are different, in halacha, there's really four different levels of getting drunk. So number one would be you drink a little bit, but less than a revius. That would be the first level. The second level is you had a revius, which is not a lot, but let's say between 2.5 to maybe 5 ounces, and you're not drunk, but maybe a little lightheaded, just a little bit, tiny bit. Then there's the third level, which would be we consider it to be shelo ome b'fnei hamelech. You were not able to stand and comport yourself in front of a king, a regular Basar Vadam. And the fourth level, like we mentioned, was already Shikr Kelot, which would be considered so far gone that you are even not aware of yourself. So, what are you allowed to do once you are drinking? So, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Tefillah, Simin Sadi Tes, Shasa Yayin Kedei Revius, Al Yispal Al Ad Shiyatzer Yeno. If a person has a revius of wine, they should not daven unless they've lost their wine. In other words, unless they've become sobered up. Vim shosa yoser, if you drink more than that, like we mentioned, if you're able to speak in front of the king, then lechadchila you shouldn't daven, but im hispal tefila, it is a good tefila. Vim eino yochel ledaber lefnei hamelech, im hispalel tefila so to'eva, if you're so drunk that you can't stand in front of a king and pour yourself, then if you davened, here we're talking about Shemona Esrei, davened, it would be inappropriate, and you need a tzarach lachzor l'spalel kishi yasir yayin yayino me'alav. You have to go back and daven again. Okay, v'din kriya shema k'din tefila. The Rama writes that what you just said about Shemona Esrei is true for kriya shema as well. Avol shar brachos yochel levarich afal pi shehu shikur. So let's say a person again starts the suda early, they're drinking, they want to make birchas hamazon. So they can't daven Ma'ariv, but they could say Birkas HaMazon according to the Rama. It's hard to know if the person has to feel themselves out. But I'll leave you with one last halacha from the Gra. The Gra disagrees. The Gra disagrees with the show.
I've spent years living under the rockets of Amani.
The Gra disagrees with the Rama. And the Gra says even Shar Brachos would be a problem. He bases himself on a Yerushalmi, the Gra, in that Simin Sadi test. He says that if a person drinks a Revius, he says you would not be able to if you drink a Revius and that causes you to not be able to speak in front of a king. I guess it depends on what type of wine you're drinking and how much is in your stomach or what your tolerance is. But either way, if you wouldn't be able to speak in front of a king, then even benching would be considered a problem. So
that's a third level.
Yeah. That would be the most, I would say, the most machmir shita would be the Gra, that benching or other brachos cannot be said. But generally speaking, if you have a revius, you're generally okay. But anything more than that, which is usually what people are drinking on Purim, according to the Mishabura,
you'd be
you'd be able to bench, but you wouldn't be. Let's say they say let's daven Marav now.
You wouldn't be able to. No.
You can't daven Marav
So the what until when? So the Shulchan Aruch says you walk around. I think he says either Derech Mil. You walk a certain distance. We understand it to be about 18 minutes walking, or you sleep a little bit. Shina kol shuhu mafigen esayayin. That's honey muli kishasa revius. That's if you had a revius. Avol imshasa yotzer. If you drink more than that, kol shigen shiishnoj mishachnusa v'derech turdoso. Even if you drink for more than that, and for sure if you fell asleep, honey muli b'mahalach b'raglov avarochei b'day derech mafigo yayin. Basically, everyone he says has to know themselves that right. What's their status? Interestingly, the Ramah writes you could have more than a revius nowadays because our wines are not so strong, and you could read from a sitter, so we're not so worried that. But either way, once you're drinking more than a revius, bottom line, it's a question if you're allowed to daven either even Kriya Shema or daven Shmona Esrei. If you're able to be Omi Lefnei HaMelech, then yes, Lefi, the mainstream Shitas.
Yeah, some guys could talk, they're fine.
Right.
Right, but
it's also another question.
But it's already a question. It's already a question. So that's why, at the end of the day, everyone has to know themselves. But I think, like we said, the Chai Adam is a good klal. How we fit this into Adol Yada, there's many different creative ways. And The main goal is l'chavin libo l'shamayim, and to thank Hashem for this for the day that He saved us. And if we forget that, if we miss the point, then we've missed the point. So thank you everybody for listening.
Go ahead.
Hold it here and pray the Chumpurim.